I had a conversation this morning that left me stunned. Absolutely stunned. I was on a call with a longtime client, someone who I've known him and worked with him for years. He had just taken an executive position with a new company, and I was actually really excited to hear what his plans were. So I asked him, "Have you had a chance to map out your team yet?" And you know what he said? "I don't need to map out my team." I nearly fell out of my chair. In today's business environment, with hiring slowdowns, how could a leader not want to know everything they could about their current team? Think about it. What are your company goals? What are your projects? Who on your team has the hard skills to make that a reality, much less the soft skills? And if you're new to the team, what are the chances that everybody on the team has exactly the skills that you need to be successful? It's like trying to solve a jigsaw puzzle blindfolded. You might have all the pieces, but if you can't see them, how do you put them together effectively? Talent mapping isn't just an HR buzzword. It's about truly seeing your team's potential, understanding their strengths, and identifying areas for growth. You know, after our call, I couldn't stop thinking about it. How many other leaders out there are essentially working blindfolded? How many teams are full of untapped potential? That's why I'm sharing this story. Because as leaders, it's our job to unlock our team's full potential. And we can't do that if we're not willing to look closely at who we have and what they can do. So as we step into this budgeting and headcount time of year, I'm challenging every leader to take off the blindfolds. Map out your team's talents. You might be surprised at what you discover. And trust me, your team's going to thank you for it.